Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travis a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant the body a last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus a ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I might have my own theme music.
And welcome to the code. I am your host, Dimash Ate. I have my co-host on the line, Latisha, and it looks like Keisha.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, everybody.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Now we can't.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, no, we forgot to send the old people
She riding through the country.
Oh, country. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's dark out here. It's real dark. And if I go in and out, it's because we in the country, we riding, trying to get to where we going. So, we drink because we say inappropriate ass things around here. I'm not drinking, but y'all can drink.
I'm already drinking.
I'm drinking today. So tonight we are
don't
talking
sound
about
disappointed.
How
I'm drinking today.
Because I'm,
listen,
I just want to sometimes, and I can't because of my job.
Oh, you won't call, huh? Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just riding around and getting it. I'm riding shotgun.
Oh.
So. Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey.
What?
Okay. Keish, how was your birthday?
It was good. I had a good birthday. That's all.
I had a good birthday.
It was very, very low key. I stayed in. I was able to watch Supreme playing his first tournament game.
Aww.
Of his freshman year. And they won.
Nice.
They won, and he texted me, and he said, I got you a win on your birthday. So that was pretty cool. And they've been winning ever since. They're going all the way to the championship tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's what's up. How's your mommy-in-law? How's she doing?
She is doing a lot better. She's doing a lot better. She is just being monitored at this point, but like she's been calling and texting and stuff. Like she's not on a respirator or anything, so she's doing really, really good.
That's good.
Ron is here.
What's good, people?
Hey, boyfriend.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey.
It's funny. All right. Well, we don't know know if Dre OS is gonna come in, but who knows? You know, he don't. Whatever.
Pardon
yeah,
my tardiness, ladies. I apologize.
It's okay.
You're doing a lot better because it's only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're doing
it
better.
It was more
and
like
two
and a half. It was more like 2.5, 3.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll give you that.
He had been sitting there.
I give you that because I think I was chatting for a minute. Okay, that's fine. And we appreciate you, Ron. We do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good to be appreciated.
So tonight we're talking about how the royal family ain't so royal. We talk about the different things that were touched in the interview. If you have not seen the interview, then I don't know what rock you live up under, because I know Ron probably lives up under a rock.
No.
See,
you know what?
See, that's that bullshit.
I've been trying to find it. Like, I totally forgot,
that's bullshit.
It, and I've been trying to find the whole, but I can't find the whole entire one. Like, literally everything
I
find is, like...
they were replaying it tonight. They're replaying it tonight on CBS. So, yeah. They're replaying it.
Okay.
But why Ron got to be underneath the rock and not have seen it?
Because Ron, you don't get on the internet, you don't watch TV. Come on, now.
You got hit.
You don't know me,
certain.
Nigga. You don't know me, first of all. You don't know me.
Don't say that, because I don't live under a rock, and I didn't see it the first time. I was at work. And then when it aired tonight, I was at work too. So I haven't seen the full interview.
See?
Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then you
want
to talk about you appreciate me, right? So then,
in the bits and pieces
I appreciate
that I
y'all
see.
Motherfuckers so much. What I did was I went online and was looking at all them little funky ass fucking clips from all them fucking Europeans that you know I don't fuck with. And I was watching that shit because I appreciate y'all motherfuckers. So I said, let me do some research for this motherfucking show. But no, you don't fucking appreciate it because I'm under a motherfucking fungus rock.
I think we're getting cussed out from underneath the rock.
I think we got cussed out. That's okay.
I think we
you
did.
You know what?
I think we did.
I take it back.
I need a blunt now. Where my shit at?
No.
Oh, yeah. Some people smoke here. Yeah, some people smoke. Yeah.
And wedding cake, though. Ron, have you had wedding cake?
We're not about to talk about this because we don't care.
I've had wedding cake. I've had wedding cake. I've ate somebody's cake at a wedding.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Never mind. Forget that I asked.
See? That's what you get. This is what some ass get. But anyway, so as we have learned in this week, that there's been some things inside the royal family that are questionable. Are they racist? You know, yeah, that's what, and why they didn't care that Meghan wanted to kill herself. And they just felt like they was going to push that shit under the rug. So I saw someone comment that said that first they were like, I don't see myself in Meghan Markle. Because, one, she really don't look like me. If you didn't know her mama was black, you would think that girl was white. So, and I get that. I get it. Because, to be honest,
who
I ain't know
that?
She was black until... Huh? No, it was... I saw it on a post. I can't remember whose post it was.
Okay.
Because they were like, she's not the representation of me. Like, I don't see myself in her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we didn't know that she was a black woman until we saw her mama.
Yeah, that's true. I had not a clue.
Y'all can't tell a black woman when y'all see a black woman?
No,
let me tell you something. I went to high school with a girl who was black, but she ain't look black like me. And I'm light skinned. I'm the lightest of the skin.
Yeah, she doesn't have any, like, her, she just doesn't, she
yeah,
just doesn't, like, to
she
see
has
her,
some
you wouldn't
features.
Think she's black. But not,
yeah,
like,
you
glance
so, at
so,
her.
So
like,
what
no.
they are trying to say so eloquently is that she ain't got them black features that be like, okay, she black.
Yeah.
That's what they say. That's what they say. That's what it means. She don't got the right. She don't got the combo that black, like, you know, us black women have. So you'd be like, okay, that's a sister. No matter what shade she is, you can look and be like, okay,
it's
that's a sister.
Thing.
She don't.
Yeah,
she
right away.
Yeah, she ain't got it. She ain't got that. I didn't know neither until the wedding. I didn't know until the wedding, and her mama popped out that car.
I
said,
"Oh." I knew way before the wedding, but the thing that really irritated me, because y'all know, me and the queen share the same birthday. Okay, so but what irritated me about the whole thing was when they were like, they were concerned about how dark the baby was going to be.
Oh, that was horrible. I did see that little clip. Oh, my God. Awful.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all all remember Flavor of Love, right?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Unfortunately, we do.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't ever forget that foolishness.
So, y'all know how like, people belong to the same tribe, like the dude from Lean On Me and Juice is in the same tribe as Gerald LaVert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, y'all with me? Y'all don't see this Meghan Markle chicken? See, she in the same tribe as Hoops?
Hoops?
No.
No. Absolutely.
No.
No.
Hoops look like a black woman.
Yeah.
She All looked
right.
like a black woman.
All right. I mean, I look at her, when I look at a female, I look and I see, well, what do you look like? And if you're not obviously something, then I know you got something.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
So you say women
I mean, she don't obviously look white to me. She don't obviously look white to me.
But she don't look black neither.
She don't look black.
But,
I mean, she doesn't.
But when you obviously not white, that means you mix with something. All right, my bad. I apologize. I done got us caught up. Cause this bitch look black to me. Well, part of me.
Okay.
Well, we're glad that
you're
black.
And that's fair enough. My takeaway from the little bits and pieces that I did see was like, ma'am, what exactly did you think was going to happen when you married this man? Because if you look in the history, like, if you look at the family, they not too fond of outsiders, number one. Number two, ain't nobody in the family that look like you, like, that you, you know, there's not too many royal biracial people. And again, why would you put that unnecessary stress on yourself to do what? Because at this point, like, you're back in LA, ma'am. You're back in LA. Like, you're not a princess. You're not you're not a nothing.
You're just a lady.
I just don't understand, because I mean, okay, so you met him and you were so smitten with him, and you know he's a great guy. I don't think for one minute that Harry isn't a stand up good dude, and he is amazing. But like, when you sit down with that, like, okay, so he's a royal, so there's a certain way that they do things. You didn't do your homework before you went over across the pond,
girl, because she said she didn't do any research.
You didn't do a Google search? You didn't do a Google search? Okay, so you talked to Harry and you found out, okay, this is his mom, this is what happened. Okay, but again, you didn't do a Google search? I mean, not page 1 and 2. I'm going to tell you, like I always say, you got to go to page 7. So you didn't do none of this. You just skipped your ass over to the pond and then was like, oh, this ain't what I thought it was. What did you think it was going to be, ma'am? First of all, you're an outsider. Okay? All of them come from lineage of royal blood. All of them come from royal blood.
I think she had a fairy tale. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know how sometimes, like, people are so, like, caught up with the fairy tale of it all that they kind of just, like, miss the shit that they really should be paying attention to? And I think that was one of the things where she was so, like, caught up that she didn't even think about all that stuff. You know what I mean? And maybe there was in some way she was a little naive to think that it would be a little bit different because of the dynamic of her family. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't understand how a person, either you don't care or you are just completely oblivious. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think a person would just intentionally, like, put themselves in the line of fire like that. You know what I mean? I just think her thought process was
right. I think what happened was she thought that when she got over to the other side of the pond, it was going to be like, oh, she was going to be the face of the family or something, or they were just going to, like, they were going to embrace her, because over here, she's been passing. She's been passing. You could tell she's been passing. She ain't never been this biracial. Even when she was acting, she ain't never been this biracial up until she met Harry. So she's been passing this entire time. So now she get over there and they like, we don't do outsiders and we don't do black people. And now she like, oh, for real? Like, Nick, you knew this. Like, even if you didn't, like, even if you weren't a part of the royal family, like, you talk to black people overseas, like, you talk to black people in London, they will tell you it's racist over there. They do not care for black people over there. So why would you unnecessarily put yourself in that situation? And then you got the family, like, you going to dinners and stuff, and they have on, I think one of the stories she told was that somebody in the family had on a brooch that was, like, making fun of the, like, the characters and the blackface and everything else. I'm like, so that wasn't clue number 42 for you? That they don't care for you? Like, that wasn't enough? That wasn't like, oh, okay. So not only is y'all just going to sit here and ignore the fuck out of me, now you're going to be racist in my face, and you really about to do this? And then it's like, yeah, she's like, she was saying that she didn't have a life. Ma'am, you married into royalty. What the fuck do you think that they do over there? Like, them niggas don't be out partying, enjoying them lives. Like, they have stuff to do. Like,
they have.
Yeah, like, you don't see, like, they don't be shooting the shit at the movies. Like, what did you, like, you don't see them unless they out doing something. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, you married into the royal family, and next thing you know, y'all out here kayaking and shit. Like, no, you have duties. It's the royal family. Again, right. You didn't do a Google search with this shit? Like, you didn't, there was no prep work for this. Like, you just went over there and was like, I'm here?
I'm here, and this is what I'm going to do, right?
And then she was like, oh, well, you know, they were talking about what shade the baby was going to be. Ma'am, have you looked at family photos? Have you looked at the lineage? Have you looked at family photos? Of course they want to know how dark the baby going to be. Of course they want to know.
Exactly.
Have you looked at the family? Ain't none of them dark. None of them. Not a one.
And what's crazy, they try so hard to disparage the fact that Queen Charlotte was black. So, yeah, they have questions.
And then to throw a salt on a wound, ma'am, you are American. and you're an American. They didn't even care for Diana, and she was British.
Exactly.
So you thought that they was gonna care for your American ass? That's what you thought was gonna happen? They was gonna come up like you was gonna go over there, and the queen was gonna be like, and you and the queen was gonna be besties. That's what you thought was gonna happen?
She said that the queen always treated her nice. Ma'am, okay. That's what anybody's grandma gonna be nice to you, girl.
And that sounds wonderful, but did you see the picture at the wedding? It's a picture of the queen and her. I don't know if she was standing or if she was sitting, but it's a picture of her like right over her shoulder. Baby, if looks could kill, okay? That queen was hotter than fish grease. You understand me? If there was a dignified way that she could have ended, like she could have abruptly ended that ceremony, she would have. She was shooting that girl daggers, bullets, bows and arrows, everything with her eyes in this picture. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, grandma gonna be nice to you and your face. They was having private discussions about your baby. Yeah. Because of the lineage. Look at all the pictures. Like, when you took the tour and you was looking around and you was like, damn, don't none of these people have not near, there's no brown people. Yeah. There's no Americans either. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I lost so much already. And, ma'am, you chose that. You could have stayed in LA and met you somebody else, and you could have did something else, but you wanted to marry into the royal family. And now let's say what 10 years from now y'all decide, you know what, I'm sick of your shit, and Harry like, I'm sick of your shit too. So now y'all divorced. Then what? What you gonna do? What are we going to do? He can't go back home. He can't go back across the pond because they just said he can't come back.
Yep, they cut off all his security. They cut off his money, everything.
To prove what point? Like, what? Like, I just want to know what's her end game. Like, what's your angle? Because I could say for me, if I'm dating a dude and I'm causing this much rift between him and his family, I can't be a part of that. That's way too much for me. And then we're talking about the royals. Like, they cut this man off. He had, like, Tyler Perry, he was staying with Tyler Perry, and Tyler Perry was giving him security. What? And you really was just like, uh-huh. That's fine with me.
Right.
No, ma'am. I'm not coming between no father and son, and I'm not coming between no brother. I'm certainly not coming between a man and his grandmother. Now, if that was Harry's choice to leave, then it would have been, I would have respected it more if it would have been like, okay, listen, until you figure out what you want to do and where you want to be, I can't be with you anymore. If he left the family, then got with her, I would have been like, okay. I really 100% feel like it's her, and he just trying to do the right thing because now you got this man in LA. He not from here. He not used to the customs over here. So he over here
he's
doing what now? Like I said, so 10 years from now, they get divorced. What he about to do? He about to be a royal what? Where he getting a job at? What he doing? And y'all live in LA, and you know good and damn well they take them for everything they got in LA. So now what? He in LA with what? The clothes on his back. because you dragged him away from the royal family.
What are the rest of you all thought?
Well, this is just a whole mess. This is a whole big old mess to me. Like, I really feel like I agree with Keisha in regards to the fact that, like, oh, girl, like, you know, she probably should have done her research a little bit better, you know what I mean, to determine, like, what she was actually walking into, you know what I mean? I think part of it is that she had been basically passing for so long and not having to, like, really get in touch with her roots, you know what I mean, her black woman roots, that she just figured, okay, I'll just fly under the radar, you know what I mean? And it didn't happen like that. So it didn't necessarily happen the way that she thought it would. So now it's like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? You know, I'm in this. I kind of feel like as far as Harry's concerned, I think that he kind of understood some of the things that his mother probably went through. So I think that that's why he was a little bit more apt to say, you know what, fuck it. You know what I mean? I don't want, because I have my own theory behind, like, you know, Princess Diana. I really feel like, yeah, there was something else that they were doing. Like, I think that they were behind her death. It was an accident. There was more to the story than what they're saying. I just don't, and I feel like when people have that type of power, like, they can do whatever the fuck they want to do to get rid of. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's kind of unfortunate, you know what I'm saying? It sucks for him because, like, now he's in a situation where you got to figure out life on a whole different playing field. You know, when he was used to things being a certain way. But then there's another part of me that's like, it's kind of romantic that somebody's like, fuck it all. Like, I don't need this. I love the person that I'm with. You know what I mean? This is the person I want to, that I have to spend the rest of my life with, and I don't give a fuck about the rest of this shit. So, okay. I'll let it go. But, yeah. It sucks for both of them. I feel bad for them just because I can't imagine being in a situation like that, you know? I think if it were me and I was dealing with a gentleman like that, like, I would feel bad for him to have to give up everything for me, and I wouldn't probably want him to do that because I'm like, this is what you were born into. This is your birthright. You know what I mean? Like, but he's an adult. You know what I'm saying? He can make the decision to walk away from it all. You know, maybe he felt like what he has with her is more than what he's been given. And then another piece of the puzzle could be, too, that, like, I can only imagine, like, living that lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, you always in the spotlight. You never have any you have no privacy. Everything that you do, everything that you say is watched and scrutinized. Like, there's always somebody that's going to have something to say, whatever the case may be. So, could be a situation where it's like, fuck all this. I'm sick of this. I've been living this my whole entire life, so I'd rather just live a normal-ass life and be a normal-ass person, as normal as I could possibly be, and be done with all of it. But, you know, I mean, my heart kind of aches for her for the simple fact that, like, just knowing how it feels to be in a situation where you feel hopeless and you feel like, oh, well, to hell with it all. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bad place to be in. You know, I don't wish it on anybody. But, you know, sometimes you got to think about what you choose to do. You know, the decisions that you make, who you choose to be with. Like, how is their life going to impact you? You know, and I think sometimes women and men, but a lot of times, you know, we'll, you know, for women, a lot of us will get with guys who are, like, at a certain status, and we don't really understand what comes along with that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's stressful. You know, like they say, more money, more problems. More status, more problems. There's always somebody peeking out the window trying to figure out some shit. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, it's a lot. But, I mean, I certainly hope that for both of them, they can have some sort of peace and a life that is fulfilling and happy for them and their children. You know what I mean? Like, it's unfortunate that it has come down like this, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, I feel like I don't care whether they royal, regular-ass white people, or whatever the case may be. Like, they're going to always have a problem with a nigga. And anybody got a little bit of nigga in them. That's just the way it is.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
unfortunate.
You.
You know what I mean? It's
Thank
unfortunate.
You.
It's really fucked up. You know what I mean? That this is the society that we live in. But at the end of the day, like, you got a stripe on your back because you got black skin, and even if you got a little bit of black skin in you, you know what I mean? Like, we think about it, like, this is what the fuck we have to deal with. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, girlfriend is just kind of she's feeling it because she's never had to see the black side of it. She's been getting away with it. She's been flying under the radar. Because to look at her, you wouldn't think that she was black. Not near. I didn't think nothing was black about her. So, you know, I can only hope for the best for them, you know, pray for the best for them and, you know, hope that their babies have a better life and, you know what I mean? But we can't change the way these people see us. They always don't see
us. It's not even about changing the way people see us. Like, ma'am, like, you, like, girl, no, what is you doing? Like, you know good and daggone well, like they don't care for anyone with any type of melanin whatsoever. Let's be clear. Like,
do you think she was trying to show her privilege though? Like, her privilege of passing for, because you know how you understand when I say, like, you know how, like, there are some, like, okay, when I think back, like, when I was in high school, there are chicks that I went to high school with that were mixed, right? But they didn't have, they were kind of the same way. Like, if you didn't never see their parents, you would have no clue that they had, you know what I'm saying? You would just think they were just white.
And now, she has the baby, and now she's pregnant again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's really, really think about this. Okay, so his mother is no longer here, right? Because of a car accident is what they are saying.
Supposedly, yeah.
So your mother and your father were married. They wind up getting a divorce, okay? She got sick of his shit, and she was like, I'm out of here, right? Fuck you and all these royals. I'm going someplace else, and I'm gonna get me another man, and I'm gonna mind my business. So they were saying that the paparazzi was chasing after them, and they crashed the car, whatever. Now, fast forward, like, we already knew that they didn't like her because she wasn't, like I said, she wasn't of royal blood. They all come from a royal bloodline. So she was an outsider. Even though she was from there, she was still an outsider.
She was on the other side of the track. She was from the poor side.
So yeah. She was on the other side of the tracks. But now it's like, ma'am, so, okay. So here we are now. You have your children. What do you think is going to happen after this interview? You have literally pissed everybody off. And you have told their business in one way or another. You still have to deliver this child, whether you have a home birth, whether you have it out in at the hospital, whatever hospital. You think that they can't get this information?
Oh, they definitely know. They know every fucking thing.
Like, we already, women, specifically black women, already have an issue with the healthcare system. And God forbid it's an emergency. And they separate her from Harry.
Oh, she's good and gone.
And whether you want to admit it or not, when it comes to stuff like that, everybody got a price. You got nurses willing to sell their soul for pictures of celebrities coming in there drunk, carrying on anybody that got beat up, they got shot, they got hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all your business, the TMZ. They sure enough will.
For $10,000 or less.
Okay, not even a lot of money.
$4,000, $5,000.
It don't take much. It don't take much.
A desperate
soul. So now you done pissed off the entire royal family and above them and who controls the royal family, and you think you just gonna ride off into the sunset? Like, this interview dropped and now you just like, huh, I feel free. Nobody cares about Tyler Perry security. You understand me? Tyler Perry security ain't got shit on royal security. You understand me?
You got a point. Like, you, I mean, that's real. The people that can get to you, if they want to get to your ass, they can get to you.
They can get to you. And it don't have to be the biggest way. It don't got to be nothing over the top, nothing dramatic. We talking about something real subtle.
They'll hire a nanny, right? They'll hire a nanny.
Listen.
To work for the family. And she'll slip you some shit in your drink. Be somewhere.
Not even. You hiring a nanny, right? This the best nanny you come up. Oh, this one, she got all the credentials. She got everything you're looking for. Okay. Some days go on, weeks, months, years go by. Now all of a sudden, just out of the blue, your kid is sick and you can't figure out why. And you taking them to that doctor and this doctor and that doctor, and you can't figure out why.
And
the health is deteriorating. And
been,
you can't figure been, out why.
You've been slipping doses of insulin underneath the tongue. You can't even detect it.
Listen.
Baby. I am not in agreement, but I totally believe in shit like that. Like, these little fucking shows you see where people be doing shit to poison people and people do shit like that. Like,
and you cannot tell me, I don't care what kind of evidence you give me, I don't care what kind of paper, I don't care if you bring somebody that was there, that was walking over the damn tunnel when this shit happened. You can't tell me that their family ain't had nothing to do with Diana's death. That's on everything.
She was disgracing them because she left him.
She got tired of Charles ugly ass shit, and she got tired of the rest of that damn family. She said, I ain't got to do this.
She got with a brother.
That's what she said.
They didn't like that.
She said, I don't have to do this. I'm about to go get me another man and mind my business and be happy.
A brother, and they didn't like that. These motherfuckers, all these connections and shit they got to motherfucking Epstein and shit like that. This motherfucker. And which one is it? The other one, Andrew? Motherfucking ass got tied.
Please. Okay, that one's been filling up little girls since it.
With his big
and they've been trying to cover that up. Ain't nobody talked about that yet. They done took his title away too. Ain't nobody seen him since. I imagine he locked in the dungeon in the palace somewhere.
Talking about he didn't know that girl when they got pictures of you with that girl, that little 16-year-old
talking
girl.
Talking about something. I didn't know she was young. Sir, you look old in the picture.
Right. But first she said he had never seen her. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I had never seen her.
Yep.
And then when the picture came out, oh, I didn't know she was that young. Oh, really?
Sir,
you look
50 in the picture. Hi, like, you already look, so you're already old in this picture. Like, she, stop it. You think they ain't gonna stop it? They
him make them horse teeth. I can't with him.
And you gonna take your ass over to the other side of the pond just so you could be a princess. What you could have did was you could have took your ass. You live in L.A., right? You live in Los Angeles. Oh, you could have took your ass over to Disney World, and they would have gave you a nice pretty crown, and you could have been a princess over there.
I'm dead. Shut up. I can't. You said you could have been a Disney princess.
You could have went on to go see. You could have went on to go see Disney on Ice. Okay, you could have went on to go see Disney on Ice, and Belle be giving out.
Can you
mute her? Yeah, she sure do. She give out. She give out tiaras. There you go.
Mute her.
Nah, you want to be. You want to be a real life princess. Now look. Now look.
Oh my God.
Imagine being a royal, right? And you fall out with your family so bad that you leave your family and now you living in Los Angeles under the protection of Tyler Perry.
Shut the fuck up. I can't.
So, like, you left the palace, and you was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to go be with the love of my life. I'm out of here. So you get on the plane, right, and then you get off the plane, and you, like,
with Madea's
where's
spirit.
My
Madea.
Like, where's my security? where's my stuff? And now, like, you just a regular-ass person, and then you
it's
get.
Madea.
So now you waiting on the cab to come get you, and then Madea pull up. Like,
Madea.
What?
In that motherfucking Cadillac. Yeah. With Joe riding shotgun.
and you don't even have no damn money. So let me get this straight. So y'all left the palace and y'all didn't take nothing with you? You wasn't like, all right, so we leaving. Let me take these four spoons. At least I know I can get some money for these four spoons. Like, you ain't do none of that? Like, you just left. Like, you know how, like, you go to the nice hotel and they be having a plush robe and you be like, I like this. I'm going to just take it with me and the little shampoo. Like, you ain't do none of that? Like, you didn't take nothing with you. I'm not saying you had to take the crown jewels or nothing big. You could have took your ass, like, three spoons and maybe a fork and maybe a hairbrush. You like, y'all would have had something.
No,
y'all niggas just left.
Didn't she have a princess tiara?
No, they ain't give her nothing because she wasn't a princess. They made her a duchess.
Oh, a duchess, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, she ain't got, that's what I'm saying. So you ain't even take a party and gift? That's how I know you ain't black.
I hate you.
That's how I know. That's how I know, because we will take a partying gift. We will take it. You mean that fancy-ass hotel. You leaving with that motherfucking shampoo.
Or the lotion.
Okay, you leaving with something. You ain't leave with nothing. You ain't get a spoon, a fork, a hairbrush, a mirror. You ain't put nothing in your bag when you left. So, all right, so you ain't put no earrings in your pocket. You ain't do nothing. Like, you just was like, you was too uppity, huh? You just was like, I'm just
she
out
didn't,
of
she
here.
She wasn't in touch with her side. She didn't know nothing about her side.
Well, clearly she on the wrong side. And Harry need his ass beat for that shit, too. You leaving the royal family, bro. You should have had you a duffel bag. You know where all the good shit is.
I can't.
What you doing? You know where everything is. Never mind her. Okay, she don't know nothing. We established that already because she ain't even do a Google search. But when you left, you know where all the nooks and crannies are. You didn't get nothing. You didn't take the spoons, the tea set,
He might have an offshore account they don't know about. I'm sure he might. Maybe he got an offshore account they don't know about.
Oh,
no, that's not what I'm. That's not what I'm talking about. This is for in case of emergency. When shit get bad, you gotta stash your stuff. You can be like, hey, listen, this is from the queen. All right. Here. You didn't take nothing just in case. You didn't have a like. I know he got the money that his mama left him, but like, you know how you gotta have just in case shit. What if they decided they want to take? What happened if they kidnap Archie? You ain't got enough. You ain't got enough for ransom, but you got Grandma T set.
Wow.
See, niggas ain't thinking shit like that. They want to be skipping off into the sunset. See, now you on Sunset Boulevard doing nothing.
Oh damn.
All I'm saying is, if they were smart, they just would have grabbed something along the way. I ain't saying she had to tear that shit up, but she could have got some spoons and shit. She could have got something. A spoon, a fork, a hairpin, a tea kettle, something, a brush.
A hairpin? What the fuck?
Excuse me. Okay, a hairpin. Yes, a hairpin. Tiffany's is selling paper clips for $1,200. You think how much money you think you would get from a hairpin from the royal family?
True, especially if you got the one with the little damn, with the little diamonds and shit on it.
Hello.
Ooh, I bet they got good brooches. I bet they brooches is just like.
That shit ain't make no damn sense. Talking about something, he only got the money his mother left him.
Well.
I said,
you the damn dummy.
Use the dummy. That's your fault. That is your fault. Because you knew when you walked out of that house, you were supposed to have three bags. Two for your clothes and one for incidentals.
I thought they had a separate stash for all of them. I thought they had, like, separate accounts or some shit. But they couldn't
touch that. They did, but when he left the royal family, they said, you ain't getting none of that.
They can't do that if it's all down in paper.
They the royal family. That don't mean shit. That don't mean nothing. They said no. Access denied. He tried to log into his banking app, and they said the password has been changed. No.
He went all the way to the other side of it.
So who was the person that was in the picture with the Nazi sign on the shirt?
The Nazi sign?
Wait a minute now.
It's an old picture that they dug up. I seen it yesterday because I told this guy had to tell. I have been following it. But somebody posted, they've been talking about it like all the groups. And somebody posted, it was a picture of one of them. It's either their father or their grandfather or something. They had a fucking, it was a white t-shirt. They had like a white button-down long-sleeve shirt. And they had a fucking Nazi sign on that motherfucker. The red shit, the sleeve joint they pull up. And they was at a party drunk. And they had this shit on their arm.
That might have been the grandfather. Cause he about 400 years old. So yeah, that might be the grandfather.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find.
It goes some more shit. All right. No, I'm sorry. Please continue, Greg.
Oh, it's the Duke of Windsor. It's the Duke of Windsor.
Mm. Okay. Imaj, did you ever say how you felt about it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, at some point I did.
Okay. We did not ask that because I wanted to hear everybody's point of view before I say that y'all are all fucking crazy. Y'all are all a bunch of fucking bananas. All right? A fucking whole bushel of motherfucking bananas.
We love you too.
Y'all are fucking crazy. Y'all are out here throwing out motherfucking alternative facts. Niggas is out here fucking asking questions about motherfucking Nazi fucking symbols. I thought Dre was gonna come in with some fucking sense about this shit. This nigga's asking about Nazi symbols. We get 87 seconds of silence after that nigga asked that shit because these niggas don't know nothing about none of the fucking. Here, this nigga go freestyling. Yeah, I think that was the grandfather. Yeah, you don't know who the fuck it was, nigga. You freestyling ass nigga. You got the audacity to say that. She from over there. She from over there. The little fucking black bitch is from fucking California, all right? She ain't from fucking over there. You talking about Princess Diana. Oh, yeah, she ain't the royal blood. No, the bitch was fucking royal when she was born. No, but that ain't none of your fucking facts. You don't want to talk about that. These niggas got $50 motherfucking million from Princess Diana. And in American money, it's like 39, 38 million, some shit like that. These niggas just signed a motherfucking a TV deal with one of the motherfucking TV shows and shit. Millions. They said that Oprah and them bitches paid like $7 million for this motherfucking interview. Them niggas is good. And nigga, if Tyler Perry and Madea ain't scared of the po-po ho, then them motherfuckers is good with Tyler Perry security, nigga. Stop with your fucking alternative facts. Y'all niggas is killing me. These niggas is making up shit. She should have did some motherfucking investigation. Nigga, you was fucking your man raw before you knew the nigga favorite color. Don't fucking put no shit on her that you ain't gonna put on yourself,
that is
nigga.
Not true.
She was with
but
the
that's
nigga.
Not true.
Know what I'm saying?
But that's not
and
true.
She fucking
that's
liked the
true.
Nigga. The nigga was fucking raised by her mother and only by her mother since she was 6 years old. She know who the fuck she black nigga. She can't hide that shit, nigga. You talking about she gonna take the brush from the fucking palace. She need a motherfucking hot comb. She don't need no motherfucking brush. The bitch here is nappy when she get in the pool, nigga. She don't need no brush. The fuck is wrong with y'all, nigga? Y'all fucking up. Yo, where my blunt at, nigga? Where my life? I ain't fucking.
Yo, can we officially? I keep saying this. He is the Stephen A. Smith of the show. For real.
Yeah,
legit.
No fucking Stephen A. Smith. And y'all
yes,
niggas
the
is
fuck
fucking
you
killing
are.
Me. Freestyling and spinning shit.
You be fucking going off just like Stephen A. You are the fucking Stephen A. of the show. Stephen A. Smith of the show. You got this.
He loves
you,
man. First fucking time all of us is here together in fucking 8 years, and this nigga want to fucking go on for fucking 45 minutes on her fucking diatribe. This nigga was breathing hard and all kind of shit. She started bringing it. I ain't know she was black till I seen her mother. Nigga, what her mother look like? What her mother look like? See, you don't even know what the mother look like. See, y'all niggas is fucking freestyling. Y'all niggas be killing me.
She's black. She got a nose ring. What else? She got
dreads. You ain't no fucking better over there. Cause you up here setting shit up. You ain't no motherfucking better. You fucking letting her go on with the shit, listening to her. And I know you in the back like, no, that ain't right, girl. No, that ain't right, girl.
No,
I know you in the back listening to her fucking freestyling.
No, no,
and you let her ass go on and fucking breathe and all that motherfucking shit.
Listen, I'm be real
the
honest.
The old bitch got the same fucking buff that you got. You know about them niggas, nigga. And you know you ain't did no investigation with your baby daddy neither, so you know you can't be telling that fucking bitch to do no investigation, nigga.
Listen.
Shut the
listen.
Fuck up, Ron.
Listen, you shut up, because don't nobody like that nigga. Don't nobody like that nigga. His mama
don't
like him.
So ignorant.
No, I was asleep. I'm be honest, I was asleep.
Oh shit!
He don't know nothing about America. The nigga done been in the motherfucking royal fucking what's that shit? Not the Royal Mounted Police, that's Canada, but the Royal motherfucking Guard. He done been over. He done traveled the world, spent time in South Africa with the kafirs, all over the fucking every fucking part of the fucking Commonwealth. This nigga done been in the British Antilles.
Lord have mercy.
This nigga done been in fucking the Falkland Islands. This nigga done been in India. This nigga done been every motherfucking where. And you, he don't know about motherfucking Los Angeles. You know how many motherfucking foreigners is in fucking Los Angeles, nigga?
That nigga was kind of tough.
I'm sorry.
That was a real tough nigga.
This lead's supposed to be calming me down. It's amping me up. I'm sorry. I apologize. Please continue with the alternative
I'm about
back.
To go
They're entertaining.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. It's about that time.
I can't.
What?
Okay. What time is it?
9:25.
It is 11:25.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Y'all
2 hours ahead of me.
It's early as a motherfucking nigga. That's what time it is, nigga.
That's not early.
Oh,
no. Well,
for y'all,
you
don't
want to
go
so early for me. I'm about to go have sake and sushi.
Sake and sushi. You about to get drunk and eat fish.
I'm about to go. We're gonna go to this restaurant and have sake and sushi.
Sake and sushi ass nigga. You a motherfucking all fancy
what?
And shit.
Reverse happy hour. It's nice. It's a place called Ra. It's nice. I love it. It's nice.
You ain't did no motherfucking investigation either, nigga, about your man. Ain't none of y'all motherfuckers did no investigation. Y'all tell her that she should have been motherfucking looking into this motherfucker.
He was there 2 weeks and he still
there. The nigga was a prince. Ain't none of us ever fuck royalty. You ever had a royal dick in your
mouth? I never did. I did investigation. I did enough. I did my due diligence.
I ain't never ate no royal pussy. I wouldn't investigate that shit, nigga. A duchess come over to me talking about she want to fuck. I'ma Google her. I'ma see her with some jewels on. I'm like, oh, this bitch ain't lying.
No, you
go
not.
Go get in the shower.
You're going to look at that ass and just think differently. Don't even laugh.
Nigga,
I'm
taping that bitch and I'm blackmailing the whole royal family.
Can we talk about one other thing real quick?
See, I was wrong for saying she should have took a brush or some shit. This nigga not wrong for saying he gonna blackmail the whole family.
Ain't nobody listening to him, and you can't listen to him because he play by his own set of rules.
No. Totally different. That brush is not useful to her hair. That brush is not you ever try to put
how
a fucking
know?
Barbie brush in a Tasha Nisha doll? It don't work.
A Tasha Nisha
It don't
doll.
Work.
They got those?
Yeah. You don't know the Tasha Nisha dolls? They got
no,
the afro.
I hate you so much.
You don't know those?
Can I ask a question? I just need to understand something. It's totally off the subject, but I just wanted to ask what y'all think. What the hell y'all think about this Pepe Le Pew thing?
What Pepe Le Pew thing? I've been under a rock.
Oh,
you gotta
Pepe
excuse
Le Pew.
Me.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew. So they canceled
that shit crazy.
He promotes rape culture. What the fuck? It's a cartoon.
They Me Too Pepe Le Pew?
Yes, that's what they did.
They got him. They got who is it? Dr. Seuss. They got him for being racist too. Don't know Dr.
Yep.
Seuss.
And
this figures you know about all the creepy cartoons,
Dre.
This figures Dre know about all the creepy cartoons. Dr. Seuss, Pepe Le Pew. Who else is it, Dre? Come on, tell me.
Hey,
fucking Yosemite Sam.
That's everywhere, dog.
Lola Bunny from Space Jam, they're gonna make her less sexy because she was over sexualized in the first Space Jam.
What about Jessica Rabbit? What about Jessica Rabbit?
Exactly.
What
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, that's the most sexualized motherfucking cartoon ever. That motherfucker.
No, not her.
Betty Boop.
Mm-mm. Nah, she fine too.
Betty Boop.
Well, Betty Boop was bad.
She had some titties on her.
Yeah, she
I know
was
a little
bad
Haitian girl.
Yo,
I know a little Haitian girl named Angelique that looked like Betty Boop. Yo, I fucked her in the back of this cab. Oh my bad.
Shut
I'm sorry.
Fuck, Ron, he don't want to hear about that. So they said they were going after Miss Piggy too.
Miss Piggy. For what? Oh, sexual harassment.
Harassment
for Kermit.
Yeah, that little motherfucker.
Miss Piggy, me three Kermit. Oh shit.
Kermit's talking about me too. I can't. I'm dead. I fucking hate people sometimes.
No, I'm serious. Is it me three if it's a man?
What? Oh God. Go to bed. Can you go to bed?
No, I'm serious. Like when a man go for a woman and you Harvey Weinstein a bitch, that's that Me Too shit. But if Oprah go to, you know what I'm saying, Stepman nephew and be like, yo, I'm going to tell your uncle, you know what I'm saying, whoopty whoop, and let you eat this pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that Me Three?
I hate you. I have no comment.
Why? Ron, why would it be three? Tell me why it would be three.
I don't even understand it. I can't even figure it out. I can't wrap my brain around
okay.
it. Please explain.
So I don't know, but this is the story I heard behind it. So Stepman nephew is Jamaican. And he say three, he say tree. And Oprah inside of her thighs is like tree bark. So the tree bark in between her thighs, he say tree. And so it that's why I thought it was
Ron,
me three.
Shut up.
No, what?
Just shut up.
No, but that's what happened. He's Jamaican. So he say tree.
Okay.
Look out for eat the tree.
Okay.
Tree face. They're gonna be tree face.
I hate you. You're dumb. You're dumb. You are the dumb. I can't. I'm not about to do this with you.
Wait. All right. Nah, fuck y'all. Because I asked y'all a serious question. And the only one that answered was Amaj. And I finally got y'all here. All right, before you go, Lisa. I asked y'all. If y'all had to choose between only having one part of your body from the waist down that could bend, which would it be? So, would you have legs that could only bend at the knee, but you couldn't bend at your ankle? Or would you have legs that could bend at your ankles, but you can't bend at your knee?
I am not in the mental capacity to answer this question effectively. I can't even process it right now. Like, my brain is not working right.
Yo, I was picking each motherfucker trying to run.
Shut the fuck up. You're dumb. I hate him. You're dumb.
I need you to answer. Dre, what's your answer, Dre? Dre, I need you to
answer.
I'm not laughing
because I know somebody that got they ankles that cannot move their ankles. And his name is Chubb. That's my ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. I'm not laughing. I'm not fucking with you. No.
Oh, shit. No. Come on, Dre.
No.
I need you to answer. Which one would you rather have? Would you never? All right. So let's do it this way. Amaj, what was your answer?
Mine was I still wanted to bend at my knees.
All right. So you want to bend at your knees, but your ankles can't bend.
Right.
So.
Because I can still do stuff at my knees, you know what I'm saying? I can, you know, still get down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know how long it's
gonna
take you to walk, nigga? You gotta bend, pick up, bong, put down. Bend, pick up, bong, put down. Bend, pick up.
Yo, bro, okay. I am in tears. Why are you like this?
No. All right, so Dre, so best friend answered. What's your answer now?
man. I should.
And your brother, your brother-in-law got one of these afflictions.
No, 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 not my brother-in-law. No, it's my ex-girlfriend's brother. His name is Chubb, and he used to shoot ball with him. And that nigga he cannot bend his ankle. I forgot what they call it, but the nigga can shoot like a motherfucker. But he could not. He couldn't run. He was like he was scooped. And the shit be so fucking funny. So we would just sit there and just tell him to post
tippy
up.
Toe. He got a tippy toe ectomy.
Yo, That's why I'm not laughing. Because I swear to God, Chubb is like that. And that nigga, he was like, and the crazy part was, Chubb was like almost big, damn near. He was like 350. He was a big dude. But that motherfucker was super.
Yeah.
He could not
he
beat
his
fucking
Chubbs.
Ankle.
I thought
and
he said the nigga
see,
name was Toad. I thought the
ankles,
nigga name was Toad.
Yeah, look, when you see his ankles and shit, right? When like when he take his shoes off, that shit is just like a foot and a nub. It's like connected, and he could not bend his shit.
Why?
And that motherfucker, he was stupid, but he could bend his knees. And that shit, man, and he was too far with it. I swear to God.
All right.
That's why I'm not laughing.
All right, so you took us down memory lane. We appreciate it. That shit was funny as shit. What's your answer, nigga?
No, man. God damn. I had to bend my knees, bro.
Bend your knees, pick them up, put them down.
I can't. I'm done.
All right, Medusa, before you go, what's your answer?
I guess I have to say my knees too.
She just fucking monkey see Betty do. Ain't this some bullshit?
All right,
go ahead,
ass.
Killer.
How the fuck is you gonna tell me what and why I choose? Now, either you accept
no,
my answer
right,
or
you're right.
You fucking don't. Damn it. Now, you want to fight?
I ain't scared of you, nigga, with your fucking. You know how long it's going to take you to chase me with no fucking ankles bending, nigga? Nigga,
just,
fuck that. Before Taylor go, I'll let you know. Fuck my knees, nigga. I already got bad knees. I want to bend in my ankles. I'm going
to
be fucking pigeon walking and jumping and bouncing like a motherfucking pogo stick, nigga. Fuck
no,
y'all, niggas. I'm bent. Fuck my knees, nigga.
Then you need to get on the scooter. Let it do all the work for you.
I already ain't got no knees. Fuck that. I don't need these bitches.
I know. You got fucked up knees because you're old.
That ain't necessary. That ain't nice. That's why, you know what I'm saying? See? Now, I'd be wrong if I wish your fucking sushi to wiggle off your plate, right? That'd be wrong if I asked
you
that shit, right?
You're the devil. Yeah, you're the devil. The devil.
Man, you have Uncle Ben Saki, nigga, and that shit is fucking old. Oh.
Shut the fuck up, Negro. El Negro.
You got some old Uncle Ben Saki.
I hate you.
Your sushi is wiggling, nigga.
Burn, sir. Burn.
Oh, shit.
See, that's
right,
why
you're choking. Right.
God let know my fall. Ugly.
I'm sorry. I need to calm down. I'm sorry. Taylor,
yeah,
did you answer? What was your answer, Taylor? Knees or ankles?
I need my ankles, man. I could get me a scooter. I need my ankles.
See what I'm saying? Team Taylor. See, I fucks with Taylor. See what I'm saying? Fuck these knees, nigga. I need my ankles, nigga.
Yeah, like, I need my ankles.
I could tiptoe and get shit off the shelf and all that, nigga.
Yes.
I can't do that normally, so.
Oh, shit, cool.
Oh, it really don't matter.
See, that's how I feel about the knees. I can't use these shits anyway, so fuck them.
Okay.
Shit's hurt. Got me fucking spending $25 a week on CBD creams. Make these motherfuckers feel good. Fuck them.
You should try the one-to-one. Capsules. They work better.
try the one-to-one capsules?
The one-to-one THC CBD capsules. They should have
a word
where you are. Yeah, they actually work really good. Yep.
Okay, I'll look into that. I'll definitely look into it. Because the cream works. That cream works good to the motherfucker, but when I be doing it, I be real heavy-handed with it.
Yeah, but the cap, like, you could do, if you do the one-to-one, like,
I be trying to get my knees high.
Yeah, it balances it, though. Like, you don't feel no, like, you don't feel nothing. And it, like, lasts for a really long time. And you don't feel that that weird feeling that you sometimes feel, so.
You be making your whole body hot then instead of just that one part that you rub it on, then,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, and then you don't have to worry about shit because you're good. No,
you be making that booty hot.
Lord have mercy.
I gotta go. I'm about to leave.
But for real, before you go, you know the fucking like you gotta take like a 100-milligram pill for all that ass. I just need like a 10-milligram pill.
Listen, man. Shut the fuck up.
Maybe I need a 15-milligram. I'm pushing the limit.
Shut the fuck up. You are so.
Oh, God.
Just telling you, it works.
This why I fuck with you, nigga. Didn't say no, you're wrong, not one time in that whole giggle fest right there. I fuck with you.
Oh my God, this is going off the rails. What is going on?
Ron did it. It's his fault. I'm blaming Ron.
It's me.
No, it's definitely you. Definitely, without a doubt, it's you.
Oh shit! I got some Jack Daniel's honey in the backseat.
Ooh.
Oh shit!
If
I had the car seat, I would be the shit. I need to get my life together.
You put the bottle in the car seat?
It's behind the car seat. I forgot. I put it behind the car seat. I forgot. My bad.
I could be
shamed. Oh Lord!
I didn't want the police to accidentally run up on me and check me, so you know it seemed safe behind the car.
I hate you so much.
Ain't nobody, and you know what? That's a good spot, because once you take that motherfucking car seat out, baby, it's going to take you 30 minutes to put that bitch back in. I used to hate taking my fucking car seat out the car. No.
Oh, shit, that's some real alcoholic shit, not even alcoholic. Oh, shit, I need help. I need a fucking 12-step program or something. I need a fucking staircase. Oh, shit, I got problems. Y'all motherfuckers ain't in no fucking position to help me neither. Y'all niggas got problems, too.
This nigga is kicking, boy.
He is on one. Okay, guys, I got to roll. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, go eat your fucking wiggling sushi, nigga.
Don't you dare whisper on me. Shame yourself. I'm gonna eat the tempura instead. I don't really mess with that too much.
Wiggling sushi.
He said. All right, y'all.
Then go get it. Slow motion roll.
Talk to y'all later and next week.
All
have
right.
A good night,
good night,
girlfriend.
Have a good weekend. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, shit. She's stupid. Look, y'all niggas and y'all motherfucking knee moving, bending ass. Y'all don't realize how important your ankles is, man.
Oh, trust me, I know how very important the damn ankles is.
Ask Chubbs how fucking. What's his name, Nubs?
Not Nubs. Oh my god.
What's his name, Nubs?
No,
you said he a big
Chubbs.
Dude. What's his name, Grubs?
No, Chubbs.
Stubbs?
Chubbs. Oh my god, Ron. You a mess. You are a mess.
What? No, what? My bad. What you said is that.
Chubbs, nigga. Chubbs. Like Chubb Rock. Chubbs.
Oh, Chubb. Oh, like Chubb Rock. Oh, I thought you meant like Stubb. Like Stubbs in his sock.
Yeah.
Or like.
Elias, don't you leave me
that,
alone with these
I
two.
I get that nubs, nigga. I ain't him, my bad.
Where is Elias? Elias still left me alone.
But in my golden grubs. I don't know. I couldn't
no.
hear, my bad. I apologize, though. He sounds like a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? He can play ball. Any motherfucker that can play ball, he think he can play ball, right?
Right.
Fuck, you taking it personal, nigga? I'm talking about your man. My bad. He said, right.
Ron, what is the matter with you?
You are
still
talking about my brother-in-law. Oh shit, I'm stupid.
Yes,
hate.
I'm
stupid. Fuck that. I ain't got no sense. Y'all ain't got no sense neither. Y'all motherfuckers act like I'm the only motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I just happen to, you know what I'm saying, get a good strain tonight. Y'all motherfuckers be getting y'all shit too. Don't be acting like I'm the only motherfucker.
Oh, no, not at all. No, I ain't got it all.
I know for damn sure I ain't rapped too tight.
So Dre, how your new ride, man?
It's all right, man. I'm enjoying it. Beats goddamn giddy up in the motherfucking bus and
what you got? What you working with?
Man, I got a Dodge Challenger. I got it for them for the low.
They got the Hibby in it?
No, I'm going to do the motor swap. Cause, my homeboy I work with,
uh-oh,
race cars and shit, right? But his damn people, they got a lot of fucking Stat Pack, Hellcat, and Red Eye because motherfuckers can't drive. And so they wreck them and shit. But the motors is good in the motherfuckers, so you can see the motor swap.
Right.
Did you see what was going on down there in Atlanta?
Oh, that was ridiculous. That was nigga them at
man,
its
listen,
best.
Them motherfuckers
what,
down there
that
Atlanta.
Was some of the most ignorant shit that we have seen in quite some time,
now,
pre or post pandemic.
These niggas were stripping the cars. They were stripping the damn like all Camaros, Challengers, Chargers, Durangos, all of them. They were stripping them. They were straight taking the tires off the cars. So that way they couldn't go nowhere. So if they couldn't get no tires and shit, they would come back and they would take the whole car and they would take it to the chop shop.
Nigga, what better way? All right, so boom. Back when I was living in New York, I lived in the Bronx for a minute, for a nice chunk of years. And where I lived at, it was on the back street behind the college. So it was kind of desolate back there certain times of day, right?
Right.
So what used to happen was also down the road, there was a strip underneath the train station that had a bunch of auto repair places, glass places. You know what I'm saying? Fix your glasses, fix your flats. You know what I'm saying? Change your oil, shit like that. Real simple shit, really. So what they would do is every now and again, these motherfuckers would go and they would send somebody out to bust people windows. Why?
Oh, shit.
Because you bust people windows, now they need their window fixed real quick. They come to us for fucking, for service. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
We got a gamut. So on this back strip, there was a time for years. When I say years, years, nigga, I lived there about 13 years. And when I lived there, it was a problem. And when I moved, it was a problem. Right? It was less of a problem when I moved because motherfuckers caught one of the dudes doing it one night and traced it back to the shit. That's how niggas knew, you know what I'm saying, who it was. I say all that to say, take that frame of mind, and you work in Atlanta at a tire shop and a rough job. Nigga, why wasn't you employed? Listen, this is what we could do. I don't know what they doing, but this is what we could do. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you? Even if it's just going around and putting flats in niggas' tires. You know what I'm saying? Not taking them. Just go around and just slicing them because you want to do it quick.
Oh, man. The whole fucking, they're taking all four tires. And I was like, and they weren't leaving on like cinder blocks. They're leaving on like the little red bricks. But these niggas were taking hell. And they broke down one dude. They left one side on a big ass boulder like rock. And then left the other side on the road. He was like, oh, that shit was all fucked up. I was like, damn.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when motherfuckers is hungry, motherfuckers just go eat.
Right.
And we ain't got a weekend, nigga. We got a day. Couple hours. What you gonna do during a couple hours? Whatever the fuck we could do.
And like I said, everybody was like, man, they had a couple of things. I was like, hell yeah, that's from Gone in 60 Seconds, too.
I mean, all right, so they was doing that. What else was they doing?
Well, they was clowning the girls because a lot of bitches went down that motherfucker in U-Hauls to then try to get with the basketball players and the celebrities and shit. But as far as that, it was just the only thing I seen folks that everybody was putting clowns on was the chop shop people and the girls and the U-Hauls and all that shit.
What about all the shootings? They said it was a bunch of shootings. I'm looking here.
Yeah, they tried to say they wasn't a part of the they had around day. They don't talk about it. But they got a lot of gangs down that motherfucker. And they like two sides met up somewhere and got slapping because technically downtown where all the celebrities was, they said the police had that shit on lockdown. So you shit trip.
That's crazy. You say here it was 12 shootings over the weekend. But I'm thinking to myself, you know what I'm saying, over a normal weekend, how many do they have?
Probably more than 12.
Probably, right? But then again, this was like that one. I don't know, man. Said a rash of violence on All-Star Game weekend, on All-Star Day. Police responded to 12 shootings. These niggas out there getting their paper. I heard the clubs was packed like a motherfucker too, right?
Right. And that dude got in trouble too.
All right. Y'all ready? Worst case scenario? Y'all ready for this? Nigga go down there. They got $400,000. nigga down there balling, buying motherfucking shit, tricking at the party, crowded down from club to club because he got some paper. COVID positive than a motherfucker. This nigga going from club to club, popping bottles, drinking some of this bottle of champagne, passing it to that bitch. She going over there with her and her friends. Boom. There goes Cypher right there. Boom. That's six of them right there. Four of them. Next club, same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that the worst case scenario?
Exactly.
Or is it something worse than that?
Yeah. The motherfuckers in the club are like, I see how big you need.
No, that whole thing was like COVID fest. Like, I think somebody is, I saw a video of somebody did an appearance in the club. When I tell you this club was jam packed, it was wall to wall of people, like shoulder to shoulder.
He got in trouble. The owner is getting, he got in trouble. He's fine.
And it's one person. It's one person in the video with a mask.
Wow. And how many people was in the video?
The club was filled to capacity.
Look at that shit.
It was well over 1,000. I know that much.
Rapper Chucky Trill shot and killed on Atlanta during All-Star Weekend. Y'all know Chucky Trill?
Who is that?
Who?
No
what?
Idea. Chucky Trill shot and killed
Never
in
heard
Atlanta
of
during All-Star Weekend. Friday morning.
Never heard of him.
According to reports, the gunman pulled up next to Trill's car and opened fire on Interstate 85 South near Jimmy Carter Boulevard. The shooter then fled the scene, and a manhunt is currently underway, People reports. People magazine, I guess. The Gwinnett County Police Department said a motive for the shooting is unclear. He from Houston. Lord have mercy. I wonder if he down, you know what I'm saying, with any of these other motherfuckers. Because, you know, Houston, they got it going down out there in Houston recently. You know what I mean?
Right.
These Negroes. So, anyway, you said earlier, Taylor, they was in the championship game for the conference?
No, they played in the semifinals tonight. And they play tomorrow for the championship. It's the Mid Atlantic something something. It's MAC.
Right, but what
it's
did I
M-A-A-C.
Say that was wrong, you said no, nigga. You said no. What? You said no. I'm saying okay. I asked you a question. The first thing you said no. What did I say that was wrong? I said they playing.
No, he didn't play in the championship game. He played in the semifinals.
They're playing. They're playing. They're playing. So they're going to play in the conference championship. Maybe.
Yes, they are tomorrow.
And the MAC is the Mid-Atlantic Athletic Conference.
Yes, that. Yes, that's what he's playing in.
That's what's up. I'm proud of him. That's what's up. Congratulations, Mama.
Thank you. I'm excited for him. He said that's what he wanted to do. Like when we took him down there. That's what he said he wanted. He said he wanted to win the MAC championship, and we said, okay. And they on their way.
Your boss like, yeah, I'm already a MAC, never. Yeah, I'm already a MAC. You see how I got your mama.
Oh, Lord. I don't need to know about none of them conversations, because I can only imagine.
You see how I got this one right here, Rob? Yeah, I'm already a MAC. Listen. I can tell you about Mackin, but I let your mother put them gloves on. She'll show me something a little later.
Oh my gosh. You know what? He caught us one time. He caught us one time.
Wait, with glove love, nigga?
No, it was actually like really early in the morning, right? Nobody was up. So we was getting into it, and he knocks on the door, but then he opens the door. Like, he knocks on it, but he doesn't wait for me to open the door. So, yeah, he caught an awful, but he didn't care because he just continued to tell us what he wanted to tell us.
Wait, hold on. Was y'all underneath blankets, under covers?
I was, partly.
Okay. Were you on top or underneath?
I was on the side.
You was on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Were you on the side facing your son or facing away from your son?
Absolutely. Of course I was. Of course. And he just was like, oh. And then he just finished telling us what he had to tell us, and then he walked out. And I was like, all right, so... Okay. And like he never said nothing else about it, and I never said nothing else about it. So I guess after that he learned how to knock on the door and then wait for me to answer.
You had a baby granny no moment.
Cause he just knocked and then he just opened the door. I was like, bro, like you can't do that. Like, your parents is grown, but you got siblings
your
other that's younger than you.
And
like,
the little
you
ones
can't just
ever
be walking
you?
In here.
Any of the little ones ever catch you?
No, not yet. Almost though. Almost.
Okay.
Almost. Like, it was very, very close. Like, if he would have came in, like, 5 minutes later, he would have saw something.
Lord have mercy.
Dimash. Well, guys, and yeah, what?
Real quick, you ever got caught?
No.
All right, that's good.
You talking about my kids?
Yes.
No.
All right.
Well, who you get caught by then?
Oh, shit.
Nobody.
Oh,
this
okay.
Nigga.
Okay.
I ain't
nobody.
Fucking with none of y'all. This nigga lying saying nobody, and this nigga throwing her all the way under the fucking bus, the police.
No, I got caught by the police.
Oh, oh shit.
Not one.
It's
12 o'clock.
Nigga, we ain't got the time to hear about Dre getting caught by the police.
Okay. I'll
tell you that later on.
You don't
mean
tell it. Damn it.
No, it's a long story. I tell it later.
Oh, no. Best friend is sleeping.
She got to go to sleep.
You a fuck about her sleep? Oh, you a fuck about her sleep? This nigga, it was a time of her life where this nigga went every fucking 14 hours and needed a nap. Nigga, every 14 fucking hours I need a nap. I don't give a fuck what time it's staying on the clock. What? Nigga, and if I got something to do in 3 hours, then well, I gotta take it every 12 hours. Then what? You just woke up 4 hours ago. So what, nigga? Every 12 hours I nap, and now she tired. You a fuck? Again, nigga ain't say I was wrong. Nigga ain't say I was wrong. again.
I've been sleeping this whole time. I guess I promise y'all that. I've been sleeping the whole time. I ain't hear shit. I've been sleeping.
Oh my goodness. Well, good thing they wasn't talking shit about you.
I'm stupid.
I was listening,
y'all
didn't
snoring.
Join the fucking club, nigga.
Like, you niggas ain't never fell asleep on this shit. Come on now.
Nigga,
exactly.
Join the
that's
motherfucking
why I
club.
Why I ain't saying words.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, fuck that. I'm saying a word. Nigga, I done woke up, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit. Where the fat lady?
Yeah. Okay, well... Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, yeah. Next time, Dre, tell us about that fat about the police next time. And you know what I'm saying? We know what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you. That shit involved the police and a church man. Funny shit. But I'll tell you about it.
Oh, Lord.
That's the stuff.
Not a church man.
Yep, church man.
Nigga.
My dog.
I'm trying to figure out why she's not
going
to
take it. All right, folks. Well, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. There was plenty of laughs and kikis and naps and all types of shenanigans. Are we back next week?
Wait a minute. We're here next week.
All right. We'll be here next week. Same time, same spot, same shenanigans. Good night.
Good night.
Bye, y'all.
Deuce.